The clerk promised that he would, and Scrooge walked out with a growl. The office was closed in a twinkling, and the clerk, with the long ends of his comforter dangling below his waist, for he boasted no greatcoat, ran home as hard as he could pelt to play at blind man's buff with his children. Scrooge took his melancholy dinner in his usual melancholy tavern, and having beguiled himself with his banker's book, went home to bed. He lived in a gloomy suite of rooms in a lowering pile of building that had once belonged to his partner. It was old enough and dreary enough. Nobody lived in the building but Scrooge. Now, there was nothing at all particular about the knocker on the door of this house, except that it was very large. Scrooge had seen it night and morning during his whole residence in that place, and he had as little of what is called fancy about him as any man in the city of London. And yet Scrooge, having his key in the lock of the door, saw in the knocker, without its undergoing any intermediate process of change, not a knocker, but Marley's face. Marley's face. With a dismal light about it, like a bad lobster in a dark cellar. It was not angry or ferocious, but it looked at Scrooge as Marley used to look, with ghostly spectacles turned up upon its ghostly forehead. As Scrooge looked fixedly at this phenomenon, it was a knocker again. Pull! Pull! He closed the door with a bang. The sound resounded through the house like thunder. Scrooge was not a man to be frightened by echoes. He fastened the door and walked across the hall and slowly up the stairs, trimming his candle as he went, not carrying a button for its being very dark. Darkness is cheap, and Scrooge liked it. But before he shut his door, he walked through his rooms to see that all was right. He had enough recollection of the face to desire to do that. Sitting room, bedroom, lumber room.